We're glad you took the time to stop by.
Okay, thank you.
Do you need a letter of excuse? You need us to write you an excuse letter while you're done?
I'm totally okay. Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 5, emergency response. Rick Garner.
No case to present.
Okay.
We need to reach out.
It's exciting.
They've not offered any information.
Just for everybody's knowledge, ever since the fire company has switched, had a change of command, we've not had very good interaction at all with them, anything negative or positive. I mean, we're not on their radar screen.
Yeah, I did get a positive response from them initially once I made contact with them. All for it, and just asked for a few weeks to get settled in with his duties and everything, and that was a couple months ago.
Jimmy, have you had any interaction with them?
No.
Yeah. How are they?
I don't have any reason to think that we have a problem out there. So,
do they have radios?
Yep. Yeah, they have a radio.
Because I say, with my contract, I had to buy 4 of them, and I'm not going to need them when I'm done with them. I was going to donate them to the fire company or to the airport.
We can always use them.
Okay.
I mean, just wings and wheels would be a good help one time or another.
So.
Okay. I still think it's an important area of concern because you talk to the Georgetown firefighters and we'll just call the tower.
Yeah. If they get an answer, then there's a problem.
We had an operator that required a crash crew as part of their normal operations. And we, and this is the second time they've come in, we called the Georgetown guys, and they came out. The fire truck sat there for an hour waiting for the airplane. I mean, it's not a whole lot they can do. They're not really trained to, crash crew, but it was good visual for our customer who's west of it.
Well, part of what we hope to do by working with them is to offer them some point in the right direction and resources for that type of training.
And just realize the fact that there is a gap there.
There's a lot of training. There's a big training gap, and I think we pointed that out to the old regime. The new regime certainly heard it, but I don't think they realize how big a training gap there is. And just, if somebody's calling and saying they're coming in on 2/8, they're going to be over here by the FBO waiting.
So they're not responding to you, Rick?
And I haven't had a chance either to get up with any of the pages. Rick and I have talked about it, and we recognize we're going to have to reach out and shake their cage because it's just something that, with all the training items they've got, this is something that is not probably a box that they need to check off to show anybody for funding reasons or whatever. But okay. Moving on. Airport policies. Jim Hickens.
Yeah. I don't know how far we're going to get tonight, and you got some other stuff after this. I would say set a time limit on this of 8:30, just based on what you got.
Or do you want to defer after 7 and 8?
No, I'd like to go through it now. We need to make progress on this. Yeah. Like I said, this is one of the things that the council's specifically asked for the committee's input on, so we need to make some progress. You should have all gotten the latest version of the minimum standards draft, which is a little bit different from the one you got way back when. What I'd like to do first is just make sure we're all starting in the same place. It's been a couple months since we discussed minimum standards. Minimum standards are the terms and conditions, the minimum terms and conditions for operating an aeronautical business at the airport, set by the airport owner. And there's a lot of good reasons to have them, and we've been through all those before. Does anyone on the committee not agree that the county has the right and the authority to regulate business at the airport?
Yes.